I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are welcoming a duo to our studios who have not been here before. That's always fun. Buffalo Gals, and that is Melissa Carper and Rebecca Paddock. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. So is the Buffalo Gals name pretty recent, because you released an album last year with just your names? So,
well, we've had it for a couple of years, but we've been thinking of changing our name. So we didn't put it on the album.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
There are some other Buffalo Gals out there,
you know,
besides
that,
us.
That's not
so that's
surprising.
That's kind of why we thought about changing it. Anyway.
But there are no other Melissa Carper and Rebecca Paddocks out there. So
yeah,
you've
there
got,
aren't.
We're safe with that
we're
one.
We're safe with that. Yeah.
You absolutely are. Well, thanks for coming in. And as it turns out, you've been doing a few shows in our area. But the last one that you're doing, is this the last one in this area that you're doing Bent Paddle Brewing tonight?
It is the last one.
Okay. And that's from 6 to 8. And there is something exciting going on there at the same time. People have a chance to win tickets to Blue Ox Festival, right?
Yes, I'm excited about that.
And that is coming up June 13th down there in Eau Claire. And all sorts of locally related people, Trampled by Turtles, are going to be there. And Charlie Parr and Feeding Leroy. So
yes.
And you two are familiar with all those bands, which is pretty cool.
Yes, we love those bands. Mm-hmm. So we're excited for whoever wins to get to see some local Duluth talent and some national talent as well.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Well, let's find out more about you after we hear a song. What do you want to start with?
We're going to start with a song called I'll Never Sell Sue. And I wrote this about an old Ford pickup truck. Sue was born in 72 with shiny metal and her leather all new, but she didn't meet me till 93 when I was all of 17. Now Sue, she's going on 40 or more, and that's pretty old for a beat up boy. Sometimes Sue don't feel like starting, but I never sell Sue, no, not for nothing. I never sell Sue, I'd never sell Sue, not for 20 grand, never gonna do it. How could I sell an old pal of mine? I'd never sell Sue till the end of time. I'd never sell Sue. Broke my heart, but I broke hers just one time when I loaned her to a friend of mine. Well, now Sue, she thought I gave her away, and old Sue would not cooperate. Oh, she wouldn't run, she nearly blew. He said, I don't know what you've seen, Sue. I said, I'd never sell Sue. I'd never sell Sue, I'd never sell Sue, not for 20 grand, never gonna do it. How could I sell an old pal of mine? I'd never sell Sue till the end of time. I'd never sell Sue. Well, Sue, she's got a 460 V8. She's gone before we get to the gate. And there ain't nothing Sue can't pass. And Lord, that gal can guzzle gas. Well, I'd love to hear old engine red and her old gruff voice. Well, Sue, she says, I'm ready to roll. Well, I thought you left me. You've been cheating on me with a new F-150. Well, now I had many offers on that old truck. And days, I've been down on my luck. But if I sold Sue, I'd cry and cry. If I sold Sue, I might as well die. I'd never sell Sue, I'd never sell Sue, not for 20 grand. Never gonna do it. How could I sell an old pal of mine? I never sell Sue to the end of time. I never sell Sue. Sue was born in 72. Shiny metal, two-tone white and blue. The farm edition, all decked out with an extra long bed and a toolbox to tap. Well, I can only imagine what she was back then. And now she's my best old friend. I wouldn't trade nothing, I'd always be true to a truck named Sue. I'd never sell Sue.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that a newer tune?
It is newer, yeah. I'd mm-hmm. say it's less than about a year old, actually. Yeah. Just about a year old.
Okay. So. Yeah, I was looking on the album, and it didn't look like it was on there.
I haven't recorded it yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the album has been out for about a year. But let's talk about how long have you two been playing music together?
Well, we've been playing, I think, for about
7-8 years.
Seven, eight years in a trio. And we also have a bigger band called Sad Daddy that's kind of still going with that trio. And then we've been playing for about 4 or 5 years as a duo.
Oh, okay.
So we have that one and a duo, too.
Oh, yep. Okay. Well, that's nice to have options.
Yeah.
And a duo is a little more flexible. You can travel easier.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We can fit everything in the van that we
can all sleep in one car.
Yep. So you met in Austin, Texas, according to your bio. But where are you each from before that?
Well, I've spent a lot of time in Arkansas. I did grow up in Nebraska, and then I moved to Arkansas. So and then to Austin, and then I met Rebecca in Austin.
Mm-hmm. And I grew up in Wisconsin and lived in Minneapolis before I moved to Austin.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay, so you're a Midwestern girl.
Yep.
Well, and you, so was the fiddle your first instrument, Rebecca?
It is my first instrument, yep.
And you're pretty good at it? You've won the Wisconsin Fiddle Championships a few times?
Yep, mm-hmm. I did, but never the Minnesota.
Oh, yeah?
No, just kidding. Well, that one's a good one. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. The Wisconsin one's not a good one?
It's a good one, too.
Is it just kind of like the challenge that you haven't achieved yet?
I want to achieve it someday.
So it's kind of
have
that
you entered
way
yet?
I haven't entered yet, though.
Oh, well, maybe yeah, you're shoo-in.
Maybe I should enter.
If it's a thing that you aspire to.
Yeah, any excuse to go to the state fair in Minnesota.
Right. We've got a good state fair, yeah, for sure. And Melissa, how about you? You are a multi-instrumentalist. You play all sorts of stuff, right? You play guitar, banjo, bass.
I play a little guitar, a little banjo, and then upright bass is actually my main instrument.
Okay.
And we do that a little in Buffalo Gals, and then Rebecca gets on guitar mm-hmm. while I'm on the bass.
Yep. So you do switch things up, like in the when you're not having to drag everything into a radio studio.
Exactly.
You do switch things up a little bit.
We'll be doing some bass and guitar, mm-hmm. and I've been leaving the banjo in the van lately, mm-hmm. out of laziness.
So how did you two start working together? How did you find that commonality?
Well, Melissa had the banjo in her closet, and she was just wanting to take it out and play more. So we started playing as a duo, and also some of the people from Arkansas that we were playing with down in Texas had left, so we had no choice but to become a duo.
So you had been playing with other people, and
Austin we had lots of different projects going, and we did start the duo down there when the person that was in our trio moved away for a little bit. We're like, well, we still want to play some shows, so mm-hmm. so yeah, that kind of we started challenging ourselves to play different instruments
and different songs. Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is a challenge to kind of switch up what you're doing.
Yeah, it takes a while to get comfortable.
So, that must be fun, too, especially if you've been playing something for a
Absolutely.
Long time.
Yeah.
It must kind of give you a fresh perspective.
Yep. It's very good to
it's
do.
It's neat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and you've been playing the fiddle your whole life, or how long?
Yep, since I was 3, and I did some classical stuff growing up, and mm-hmm. then got into bluegrass in middle school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you get into it, just...
My mom would bring me to this bluegrass jam. She was actually a violin teacher, so one of her students told her about a bluegrass jam out at a bar in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin, and she would take me on Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
There was other kids there, too.
It's Wisconsin. Of course there were.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fun. So both of you have been doing music for a while.
Yeah.
And was bluegrass always something that you were drawn to? Or
I guess more
Melissa?
Country when I was young. My mm-hmm. family had a family country band, so we played a lot of
nice.
Old country. And I did study classical also. I went to the University of Lincoln for music performance, and I studied upright bass that way, and then learned a little jazz too, and then actually it took till after that where I started getting into bluegrass and old time. I didn't really know what that music was yet. So yeah.
Well, but I want to hear more about the family band.
Oh, okay.
So did you play bass in that band?
I did, yeah.
And
and
how many people in the band?
It was my mom, two brothers, and me.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so you got to sing and those family harmonies.
Yeah, we did do three-part harmonies and a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Yeah.
And where did you play?
We played at the Moose Lodge, the Legion, American Legion, Elks, those types of places.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles.
In Nebraska.
In Nebraska. That was back in Nebraska. And we would travel 2 or 3 hours sometimes for a gig. But we would play four-hour gigs and sometimes get home really late. I was 12 when we started that, so.
Wow.
So I got an early start.
And was it something that you were excited about? Or was it something that you were like, oh, you're making me do this? You know, it's hard to tell at that
age.
Yeah,
I'd say at first we were all very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of got a little bored with it after a while. But
The kitty cocktails made it worth it.
That's right.
The unlimited soda.
Our parents would make sure we got plenty of Shirley Temples and bags of chips from the bar. So that made it fun.
Yeah, when you're a kid, that goes a long way for sure. That's really fun. What was your repertoire?
A lot of Hank Williams and Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson. Just all the big hits.
What a great foundation.
Yeah, it was really good, and we'd always listen to those records at home too. So
mm-hmm.
I got to hear a lot of good music growing up.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That different background than a lot of kids have, for sure. So you put out an album a year ago called "Brand New Old Time Songs," which I think is a perfect description of what I've heard of your music, because you write original music, but it's got that old time feel.
Oh.
And is this your first album, or had you put some out before?
We both have solo albums that were on each other's solo albums, but this is our first duo album.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, but after you do another song, what do you want to do next?
All right, we're going to do a song called Tappin' and Bumpin'.
The Baton Rouge beat. I can't hear those feet tapping. Can't you feel the floor bumping? Take me away when you start to play. Starts sinking and the cars get parked up the street. When the dusters have in the rafters, I forget about the delta heat. I can't hear those feet tapping. Can't feel that floor bumping. Take me away when you start to play. I can't hear those feet tapping. Can you feel the floor bumping? Take me away when you start to play.
Those are the Buffalo Gals, a.k.a. Melissa Carper and Rebecca Paddock, live from Studio A. So you've had this album out for a year now. Where did you record it?
In Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
At Homestead Studio.
Okay. So you had spent some time in Austin, Texas together, and then you moved to Arkansas, right?
Right.
And now you're in Nashville.
Yeah.
And what has it been like exploring kind of those different music scenes? Are there big differences, or is it just kind of a way to expand your audience or your touring abilities? Or
I think we definitely on that CD got more of an Ozark sound. I think we got more into the clawhammer banjo and fiddle, and the maybe just inspired by the nature around there, like the hill, the little mountains, and slower way of life. I would say that CD kind of goes along with that. And then in Nashville, it's more just all the great instrumentalists are really inspiring, and great songwriters, and getting to see a lot of other music has been a great experience for us, and play with new musicians as well.
And modern country music, which is, you know, known in Nashville, is vastly different than kind of the traditional, more traditional stuff that you do. But is there still a place for that in Nashville? Is there a good scene for that?
I'd say there's a strong traditional country scene. And in fact, it might be coming up even more. There's a lot of younger people that are doing it in venues like the American Legion that have Honky Tonk Tuesday.
Yeah, there's even some bands that kind of like replicate the old people's voices even, and play sort of just what was on the old recordings, and dress like them. And there's a lot of people who love that kind of music that move there. So they're continuing it, at least wherever we go. We try to follow that type of stuff around. So we see it a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now the other people that you're in a band with, are they in Nashville too? Or are they?
They still live in Arkansas.
Oh, they live in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're kind of doing that.
Yeah.
Separately.
It's about 4.5 hours to get to Little Rock. It's not too bad.
Not too bad. And how long have you been in Nashville?
For a year.
Okay. Yep. So tell me about the song. It looks like you both write the songs, and sometimes you write them together. Have you been writing songs together very long?
Lately, let's see. We have been a little bit. We've got some new ones. We're just about ready to start recording a new CD, and I'd say probably at least 3 or 4 of those we've helped each other out on.
Mm-hmm.
So we continue to do that. And I think it just sort of happens naturally because we're around each other and just, you know, give each other ideas for new tunes. So, yeah.
Have you both been writing songs for a long time? Melissa, have you been writing for?
Yeah, let's see, maybe 20 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of maybe got a little late start. I probably wrote my first song, I don't know, in my mid-20s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, since then I feel like it's picked up. Like I write more now than when I first started. So a lot of fun.
And your songs used to be mostly about food.
Mostly about food. The first ones, that's all I knew back then. And then just heartbreak. That was the main subject. And now
I want to hear. Just name one of the food songs.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Mama Tortilla.
Tostitos in Texas.
I love this. And you started the set with a song about a truck. Do you have any other vehicle songs? Is that a period?
I do.
Ooh, yeah.
I wrote it. So that truck doesn't belong to me. The one I sang about Sue. She belonged to somebody else, but she said, I'll never sell Sue. And when she said that, I was like, oh, that's a good song. And I had written a song about my old Chevy van. There's a 91 Chevy van that I did sell, and it was really heartbreaking. I felt a great loss after I sold it. So that's what that song's about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I love that, how you kind of took somebody else's experience, but it also fit with yours. And
it felt good to say I was never going to sell the truck that I loved, even though it wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And Rebecca, how long have you been writing songs?
I've been writing songs, I guess, about this since I was about 25, too. Mm-hmm. So about 10 years, and I've been sort of slowing down lately, but hoping to start writing some new ones soon.
Well, that's the benefit of being in a duo. When you're running dry, then she can step up, and maybe the reverse will happen as well.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Rebecca has lots of good ideas mm-hmm. that she scribbles down, and then we just have to finish
it. I just need to complete.
Yeah. Do you spend time on the road coming up with new songs, or is that hard to do? Or how much time do you spend on the road? I have this problem where I ask like three questions at the same time, so pardon me.
Lately, we've been on the road a lot, but that's not necessarily what we always do.
Yeah, I more write songs when I'm like have downtime or alone time.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to spend the day up in the Boundary Waters yesterday. It would have been a good day to write a song, just in the complete piece with no job to do. So that was fun.
Nice. Yeah, I'm glad you got to do that. Was that your first time up there? Or I think you said you'd
been
to Ely. That's right. You lived in Minneapolis, so
yeah,
you probably have
explored. And Melissa's been up there.
It's my third time up there
Three times, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
You love going up there.
Yeah, it's a really special place.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Well, let's hear one more tune. What do you want to wrap up with here?
Did you want to do Other Dogs, or you want to do Rambler's Soul since it's on the album?
Oh, okay, sure.
Is that good?
We could do Rambler's Soul.
We'll actually do something off the album then that you have there, brand new old time songs. Here's one called Rambler Soul. I've been a rambler for most of my years, never to settle but here and there. I've traveled this land in search of a home, only to ramble on and on, only to ramble on and on. I've been up and down and back and forth. I've lived in the towns and I've lived in the forest, climbed the mountains and sailed the seas. Always a rambler, forever I'll be. Always a rambler, forever I'll be.
That is Buffalo Gals live from Studio A, Melissa Carper and Rebecca Paddock. And that was lovely. I love the simplicity of that.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And Melissa, you also, I forgot to mention, you've appeared on Prairie Home Companion before. Tell me about that.
Let's see. I think I was 2013. I got to be on Prairie Home Companion with the Carper family, which is a different group that I played with down in Austin, Texas.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you were in Towns Under 2000.
Yeah.
In
the year 2000, I was living in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and I had a duo called the Camptown Ladies, and we auditioned over on a message machine, a phone message machine, to be for on the Talent in Townsend 2000 contest. And we got into the finals, so they flew us to Manhattan and we got to be on Prayer and Companion. But that was different. That was for a contest.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
But still,
it was pretty cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And it looks like you have a busy schedule ahead of you. Lots of shows coming up this summer, and any festivals, anything like that?
The nearest thing we're playing is in Madison. We're playing the Pursuit of Happiness Festival on, I think, June 22nd. But yeah, that's all I can think of.
But lots of shows, it looks like.
Yeah, lots of shows. Yep. Yeah.
You like being on the road? Is it fun, or does it get to be a lot?
Yeah, it's for me, especially this trip has been really fun because we've gone to a lot of places where I have old friends and family. So getting to see them has been great. Mm-hmm. But Melissa,
I like being on the road too. Yeah, but we've actually, I'd say with April and May, we've been on the road more than we've been home now. So I kind of like a good balance of it. But I do enjoy going out and traveling around.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. This was delightful. And the two of you are playing tonight at Bent Paddle from 6 to 8 p.m. And part of that, do I have that time right? 6 to 8?
Perfect, okay. Yep.
And part of that is also there will be a giveaway of tickets to the Blue Ox Music Festival, which is coming up on June 13th. So an extra incentive, although I think the music is, you know, good enough reason to get down there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was
thanks,
great
Christine.
Meeting
thanks
you.
So
thanks
much
for having us, Christine.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Casey Warnicki, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.